This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian.
Who's Mayor?
I'm the captain.
And we talked about Scientology so far tonight. We just scratched the surface on military funding of Hollywood movies and scripting.
Yeah, the Pentagram's been busy.
The Hollywood movies. We're going to get back into that. Phone calls are on the line. And then, Peakless, you and I got into a conversation in just the last moments of the first hour about Islam and what it believes. What is the belief system of Islam?
What it calls for.
Yeah.
Or
and,
doesn't.
And what the way it kind of came up was just in our earlier conversation about Scientology. I don't know how Islam came up in that case, but you mentioned that they will put you to death if you leave Islam. And I thought, you know, I don't think that's true across the board. So I looked it up. And beyond just the fact that, you know, the people in the United States don't practice that, there's also no basis in the Quran, according to alislam.org. Let me go into it, and we read some of that on the air. And you said...
There's no basis in the Constitution for putting people in jail for having the wrong plant in their pocket.
No doubt about it. But the point that I was trying to make is that some people who practice this religion practice it in one particular way, which is to say they will put you to death for leaving, and others who practice this religion do not because they don't believe in that.
So if I say Americans will put you in jail for having the wrong plant in your pocket, now that's not true of every single American.
That's
in
right.
fact, most Americans will not actually physically do that. However, I'm not wrong when I tell you that.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there. But I think it is more important to be more specific rather than general, because it's not fair to the people who believe in a religion that they would say is a religion of peace. And they would say that the people who are putting people to death are the extremists, and that, you know, they are in charge of some governments around the world, so they're more easily able to get away with that. But I think it's important to acknowledge that those people exist. In the same way that there's a bunch of Christians in the United States who support going to war, a lot of them do. But there are still those Christians who are against going to war. So it's not fair to say that Christians want to go to war. Well, okay, some Christians do, but not all of them. And in the same way, some people in Islam will put you to death for leaving the religion, and some of them won't.
Well, I mean, shocker, the ones who can't get away with it don't.
Well, see, that's where I think the problem comes in here. You seem to believe that all of them would put you to death if they could, quote-unquote, get away with it.
Okay,
and I don't believe that's true.
Well, the circumstances where they have control of the government, that's what happens.
Okay, but only the people who are seeking control of governments are doing those things. Not everyone in Islam would want to put their fellow man to death for disbelieving their religion.
I'm not saying every individual wants that.
Yeah.
I'm saying that's what it does. So in the same way
that...
Individuals. Not every individual in America wants you locked in a cell because you had the wrong plant in your pocket. But that's what the American system does.
That's true. But some people, if they were elected, might actually change that system, right? Like, that's what the libertarians purport to do. And I know you wanted to talk about the Libertarian Party here tonight. We know that some of the libertarians here in New Hampshire have advocated for lessening certain penalties of possession of plants.
Yeah, and those are people who want to change what the American system is. But that doesn't make it any less true if I tell you that the American system as it is will put you in a cell for all of these completely harmless
acts. The system is people, though. Right? Like, the system is individuals. The system is made up of people. It doesn't actually exist. There's just a belief that these people have that it's okay to use violence against their neighbors, many of whom would call themselves Christians. And that is clearly an anti-Christian attitude. That is an anti-Christ sort of attitude. But
Absolutely.
Yet it's accepted widely by many people who call themselves Christians. That does not mean that everyone who's a Christian wants to put you in a prison cell for disagreeing with them. And similarly, it doesn't mean that everyone who is in Islam wants to put you to death for leaving the religion.
Yeah, sure, there are exceptions.
Okay, great. That's all I wanted to acknowledge here tonight.
That doesn't make it any less true that that Islam as it is practiced, Islam the practice, currently we can see, has this practice.
Well, it depends on who you talk to. Again, you keep saying that it's Islam as though it's this sort of monolith, and it's not. There are a bunch of different factions in the same way that the Christians have differing factions.
Okay, well, Sunnis and Shiites will both put you to death for leaving.
What about the Sufis? What about the Sufis?
What about the Sufis?
Do you know?
Do you know anything about the Christian mystics?
I don't know that much about them, but that's
no one knows
ultimately
anything
what the
about
Sufis
the Christian
are.
Mystics.
That's what the Sufis are,
right.
The mystic side of Islam, and my friend Will Coley was one of them. So those people exist, and I don't believe they would put you to death.
I would definitely say that Sufis are exceptional as far as Muslims go.
Yeah, I don't believe they would put you to death. So it's not fair to those people.
I'd also say that they are more mystic than they are Muslim.
They would argue they are the true Muslims, that they are the ones that are the orthodox Muslims, that the rest of them are the ones that have strayed from the teachings of Islam.
I don't think that makes any sense, and I'll tell you why. So Islam is centered around Muhammad, and Muhammad was a warlord. Like, fundamentally, that was his job. That was his primary, occupation, was being a warlord.
You mean the guy who taught that if the enemy's coming to attack you and then they turn around and run, to let them?
Okay. That's good tactics.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't...
Because you don't want to go after... Do you want to forgive, basically, your attackers?
Maybe. Or maybe it's because they could be leading you into an ambush.
Well, I can find some quotes from him if you want me to. If you want me to, I can find some quotes from him because I've done some research on this guy, and he's not the person that I think a lot of the people on the right are making him out to be.
Okay, so. I still think that warlord is the best description of his occupation other than his founding of Islam.
You know, he was persecuted, right, for founding that religion.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So war was brought to him, right?
Yes,
you have to defend yourself
if
that's the case.
I think that war was brought to him, and I think that he brought war to others.
The number here is 603-283-6160.
I tell you what I'm tired of is all these people killing in the name of atheism and agnosticism. This has got to end.
They do that.
Hey.
They do that. They're in the military.
The people, yes, exactly. The United States federal government is an atheistic government or a non-theistic government, whichever way you want to put it.
Secular.
Yes, it is a secular government.
That's not what the Christians would have you believe.
Okay, but it's absolutely what they will tell you is we are a secular government. We do not respect the formation of a state religion. I mean, so
they're within, that is their religion. The state is their religion, so they're not atheists.
Right. So let's look at the priesthood.
Or agnostic,
the atheists
for that matter.
Pay attention to. Because, okay, so there's this whole bunch of people in robes who are given these powers beyond those of us lay people. Right. That is an atheistic church.
That is absolutely an atheistic church.
They won't acknowledge it, but that's absolutely what the state is.
I've never heard of anybody going, or anybody even remotely having an experience of, if you leave atheism, all the atheists are going to kill you.
Well, they're not a cult in that way, but they do absolutely believe in the state.
They will.
They've replaced
belief
religion
in the state. Belief
with
in the state is a religion, so yes. Therefore they are not atheists.
Well, you wouldn't convince them of that.
Okay, but it doesn't fit the definition.
They don't see the state as a religion, so therefore they're fully immersed.
I don't care what they see it as. What the definitions dictate is that it is a religion.
So it's a little more subtle, I'll grant you, but if you start questioning the scientific establishment and their consensus, you will be excommunicated by the secular people. I know I've experienced it myself.
Yes, I can agree on that.
If you question what the consensus of the scientific community is, then you are no longer founded in reality, you are no longer listening to logic, you are no longer accepting the truth and evidence of what is real.
The point that I'm making, which was supposed to be funny, I guess, but missed the mark, is that I don't remember a whole bunch of atheists getting together and going, we're superior, so we're going to kill all of you. Because you don't believe like we do.
Well, what they usually do is they mark you as insane and put you in a rubber room and tell you you have no rights anymore.
Or they put you in front of a microphone and put you on broadcast radio.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want. I don't know how many atheist radio shows there are. I'm sure there are some of them out there. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live, and phones are open. If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. tune in. Please enjoy those features for free, including our social media site at social.freetalklive.com. We run the server. It is not some sort of big tech mega corporation involved in that. It's open source software called Mastodon, and it's connected with the other Mastodons around the planet in what is called a federation. So you can go and follow other people that are on other servers, and you can be followed by them as well if you're on social.freetalklive.com. Now, if you're looking to wake people up to the truth, we recommend Truth Smacks, because you will smack people with the truth. It is they will get a dose of it from every bag. You just look on the back side of the bag. There's a ton of quotes from pro-liberty sources. And so it's a great way to get to somebody through their stomach, because the stuff is delicious. It is trail mix. And Suzanne, who's a former English teacher and a longtime truth seeker, recently started her own trail mix brand. She's making it, bagging it, and sealing it up herself in a commercial kitchen down in Naples, Florida. She's using all raw, unadulterated ingredients. No artificial crap involved here. This is food as nature intended. TruthSmacks.com. They've got two sizes and two flavors. There's original and peppermint infused. So if you like trail mix and you think you might like the peppermint infused, you ought to try that one. It's really good. TruthSmacks.com/shop is where you can go to get yours. And it's like basically an outreach project and a snack all mixed together.
It's a great concept.
And it's really cool. TruthSmacks.com/shop. She's spreading truth one delicious morsel at a time. So we got a whole bunch of phone calls on the air, but you guys started in to... on a discussion that I actually am siding with you on in this one, Peakless, you and Captain started going at it about atheism and the religion therein, which is, of course, the state. And Captain was...
Well, not all atheists belong to the religion of the state.
99% of them probably do.
That's...
Maybe 96%.
That has been my experience, too. Maybe. Is that most atheists... I mean, there's an old quote, I forget who it was, that man has a God-shaped hole in the center of him.
Hmm. Now, he's a donut?
And the atheist will say, well, that's a real shame because there isn't one, so that hole can never properly be filled. But I think there is some truth to that, and the people who go down that path usually fill that hole with the government, which it is absolutely primed to fill that hole.
Well, we agree that government, the concept and the execution, are religions. I don't care what government, you name a state, or a subsection of statism, it is indeed a religion.
Absolutely.
And it's not exclusive to atheists. I mean, it's clear that lots of Christians and Muslims and all these people love the state.
What I'm saying is...
But atheists do, too.
My position, as I've stated, or I stated off air, I guess, is that I don't know of a bunch of atheists who are like, hey, all you atheists, come on, let's go kill us some Muslims, or let's go kill us some Catholics, or let's go kill some Christians, or let's go kill...
Do atheists join the military?
Of course they do.
Then that's what they're doing.
But they're not specifically setting out to go kill another religion, except for the fact that they've joined a religion.
Well, that's because now, they're not being told they're a religion.
But once they've joined the religion, they're no longer atheists.
No, that's not true. So here's the thing. They may not...
Really? You join a religion and you...
Most people don't actually join a religion. They're born into it.
Okay.
So these people are born into the state religion, and those of them that don't have some other religion...
They're convinced that they're born into it. They're not actually born into it.
They are born into a set of beliefs that if they do not replace,
the default state of humankind, in my opinion, when a human falls out of their mother's vagina, they are both anarchist and atheist until people start lying to them.
And that happens as early as they possibly can.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, they get their head dunked under some water, and a guy puts a little, this symbol on their forehead, whatever.
In the case of the state, they are sent to a state indoctrination camp where they're made to say a Pledge of Allegiance every single day.
And the parents are forced to get them some sort of identification number, generally a Social Security number, et cetera, and so on. So are they participating in the state? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you could equally say that people are born into a state of stupidity and insanity, so that doesn't really help.
Well, I'm just saying the default position is No religion, no government.
Well, the default position is also stupidity and insanity. But by being around people who can talk, we learn how to talk. And that makes us less dumb.
It's not necessarily the case that when you're born, you're stupid and insane.
I completely disagree.
Well, we're going to have to hold off on this because we've got Dave on the line in Michigan. Got people who have been waiting patiently here. So, Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, you guys. Yes. You know, kind of just what you said there kind of reminded me of the military. I went in when I was 19 back in 82, and as we were getting our gear at first, Sergeant pointed to the New Testament pocket-sized Bibles in Marine green, by the way, cover. And he said, optional. Well, I knew right away that I'm going to need one of these, at least one, and I grabbed it. I still have it. I don't read it very often. But anyways, you guys were commenting on Dearborn, Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe Dearborn is the largest population outside the Middle East of anywhere. It's about an hour's drive due east from where we are in Jackson.
Hold on, the largest population of Muslims?
Muslims.
That's profoundly inaccurate. The majority of Muslims in the world are actually in Southeast Asia.
Has it changed now?
No. They've always been there. Most
I think it would be fair to say it's probably the highest concentration in the United States.
Oh,
that's that's probably true.
That may be, and you know, I'm familiar with the Indonesia is mostly Muslim, but yep. Dearborn itself, and
that area is where most of the world's Muslims are. Actually, it's just that they're very quiet about it.
Right, and when I lived in Garden City, which borders Dearborn, and then the next city to the east is Detroit. So Dearborn borders Detroit, and I live right there, Michigan Avenue.
What did you want to tell us about it?
Well, I just remember one story about it. Mm-hmm. Back when 9/11 happened, I was training for the fire academy, and I thought I might want to cross-train into police work, but I knew a cop there, and he was a friend of mine, a customer of mine also, and I got a hold of him on 9/11, and I said, what the hell's going on, you know, and he says, well, something you won't hear on the news is Dearborn is surrounded. I said, darn. So I never had any problem whatsoever with any Muslim whatsoever. In fact, nobody bothered me at least. But, you know, I don't think they go around looking to convert or kill you if you don't believe or if you're Christian or Jewish or whatever.
Well, they definitely want to convert you. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt about that. And thank you for the story tonight, Dave. I appreciate hearing from you.
Just real quick, according to the search I did, New York City has the largest number of Muslims with approximately 75,000. However, Dearborn in Wayne County has a per capita the most Muslims.
Yeah, highest concentration in the country.
Like many religions where there is the specter of hell, right, and Christians and Islam both have that, they want to convert, right, because they believe they're going to save you if they can convert you. So there's a nice gentleman that runs an excellent Indian food place here in town, and if you go in there often enough, he might just try. More coming up. It's free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Marriott is suspending all of its operations in Russia. The hotel company is citing restrictions imposed by the U.S., U.K., and EU. Marriott International said in a statement it has come to view that the newly announced restrictions will make it impossible for them to continue to operate or franchise hotels in the Russian market. The company closed its Moscow office and paused the opening of new hotels and all future hotel investment in Russia following the invasion of Ukraine 101 days ago. The baby formula plant that was shuttered after a federal inspection has reopened. The Abbott Nutrition plant in Sturgis, Michigan, had been closed for 5 months after an FDA inspection discovered unsanitary conditions. The factory produced most of the country's supply of powdered Similac and specialty formulas. Its closure led to the national shortage of baby formula. This is USA Radio News. The GOP nominee for Senator of Pennsylvania is the celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz. His opponent, former hedge fund CEO Dave McCormick, conceded to Oz on Friday. He said it became clear to him that Oz would be the nominee with the recount largely completed. Oz will go on to face Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman in the fall. Fetterman has been off the campaign trail in recent weeks after suffering a stroke. He said on Friday that he almost died and urged people to not ignore doctor's orders. A change in view will mean a change in jobs for a Republican congressman. New York's Chris Jacobs says he will not run for a second term. He broke from his party when he announced that he would support an assault weapons ban. Jacobs told the Buffalo News that the mass shooting in Texas and the racially motivated shooting at a Buffalo grocery store changed his stance. That prompted every elected GOP leader who endorsed his re-election bid to withdraw their support. Jacobs also lost the backing of the Republican and conservative parties in the Empire State. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You want to join the show? You can. Just dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Big listener there.
And the captain. And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. We have feeds, podcasts, to which you can subscribe in your favorite podcast client. A lot of people use iTunes, but God, I don't know why. It's awful. But
well, the iSystem kind of locks you into their stuff. And
There are different ones out there.
Talk about a cult, huh?
You can
you can never leave.
feeds.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll find different links to variations on our podcast. There's one that's got everything. That's the basic, your normal one. And then there's one that's just got the digest. So if you're a time-challenged person, you can only ever listen to 20 or 30 minutes a day, you should probably subscribe to that one. And then there's the one that just has full shows, so it just cuts the digest out, and so anything that's a full show makes it into that feed. You can get all of those and more over at feeds.freetalklive.com. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Olivia. She's on the line in Arizona. Go ahead, Olivia.
Hey, I'll comment on the Muslim issue if there's time, but I wanted to call in about Scientology and Top Gun. The reason I wanted to talk about Scientology is that they're very opposed to psychiatry, which is the medicine of using laboratory-synthesized chemicals to augment or supplement your own body and brain-produced chemicals to help you to be healthier and saner, hopefully, if you have mental issues. And the reason I called about this was that I recently, for a little over a month now, have been taking a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, or called an SSRI. and it has made so much difference. I mean, I tried everything before that, meditation, mindfulness, studying psychology, therapy, hypnotherapy, Reiki, just about everything I possibly could. And while all those things definitely did help, within a day, it usually takes about 4 to 6 months, they say, to work. The very next day, I noticed such a difference. I was so much calmer. My anxiety had quietened.
Okay, so I was going to ask, what were you trying to achieve? Anxiety. Okay, I got you.
Anxiety and depression, too.
Okay.
I would have, the reason I ended up using telehealth, I used a telehealth service called Lemonade Health, and it was a very quick process. I took a survey online. I talked to a nurse practitioner who was very compassionate, and I was at my wit's end because I was losing all my relationships. I was having, you know, I mean, most of my life has been suicidal, and I was having emotional outbursts of just irritation and rage. And it's just amazing. I feel like a brand new person. I felt like I was just demon possessed before.
That's
because
great.
I couldn't control my emotions. Yeah.
I do want to just throw a word of caution, and that is make sure you pay attention to the potential side effects. If it's helping you, far out solid and right on. But I've heard many times about folks who begin these medications, and they'll work for some period of time, and then you know, the effects will begin to wane, and so they'll either up their dose or they'll move them to a new thing. Pay attention. Read all that you can about the side effects of these things, because one of the side effects, of course, for most of these medications is suicidal thoughts.
Weren't the school shooters, a lot of them, on SSRIs over the years as well?
I believe so, but don't quote me on that.
Yeah, pretty sure they were.
Yeah, SSRIs are dicey. I mean, some people they work perfectly fine for, and some people, like, I think Robin Williams was on SSRIs
when
he killed himself. And a lot of people, like I said, it's dicey. Some people it works fine for, and some people
Consider me a skeptic.
I'm not a doctor, so this really isn't advice. But you know, keep a log of, you know, how you're feeling. Keep your eye on the side effects. If you do switch from this medication to another medication of the same type, you know, make sure that you go through all the documentation on side effects. You know, maybe stay away from the newer medications until there's enough study done on them. You know, you're in control of yourself here, so use your common sense. I'm glad you're finding something that's helping you, though.
Yeah, so I'm going to say I'm definitely a skeptic of these medications in general. I think that it would be a good idea to do some research on the placebo effect and look at what happens when people are given a placebo that can quote-unquote treat things like depression and anxiety. There have been studies I'm aware of specifically about depression, and I suspect it's true. I mean, just a quick search of anxiety and placebo, it looks like it's probably true for that too. But it's definitely true where if you give somebody a pill, and it's a sugar pill, but you tell them it's to treat depression, a significant number of them will feel like their depression has been lifted. And so a lot of this stuff is absolutely in people's heads. And so if this is working for you, again, I'm with Captain on this. That's great. I'm glad to hear that. But if it were a sugar pill, it may also have worked on you as well, if you believed it were something else. So that might be something worth looking into, not to detract from what your experience is.
Yeah, the thing I want to get out there is, like, okay, if this is helping you, great. However, it's really important that once you've sort of gotten your symptoms under control, that you then say, okay, well, what is the underlying cause? What is the root of these problems that I've been experiencing that I needed to change my brain chemistry in order to sort of get a handle on? And a lot of psychiatry won't move you in that direction, unfortunately.
They just want to prescribe a thing. That's what their job is.
I mean, and it's another one of those, like you were saying, you know, not all Muslims believe in death for leaving the religion. Not all psychiatrists will just prescribe you pills. Some of them will help you with, deal with underlying systems, but with underlying causes. But a lot of the system of training them doesn't really teach them to move you in that direction.
I mean, I totally agree, and even the nurse practitioner is like, watch your side effects, and you know, write it all down. But for the Scientologist to say that all of this is complete bogus and it doesn't help anyone and blah, 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 is just completely unfair, I believe, and maybe even harmful. I did want to comment on Top Gun.
Mm-hmm. Did you see it?
I really want to. I haven't seen it yet, but I really want to because I like the first movie a lot. But my one biggest problem with Top Gun, and this was my only problem with Bill and Ted Face the Music, because I loved that movie. It was the most excellent movie.
Talk to me,
but,
guys.
But they won't recast the original actresses because the actresses are considered too old. But they have, like, Val Kilmer, who is in, I'm sorry to say, very bad shape.
He's in, like, Joe Biden shape, babbling and incoherent.
But the actresses are considered just too old, I guess, even though the male actors, they're the same. I mean, obviously, they've aged. Mm-hmm. And so they'll recast women who are, you know, 20 years younger than the original actresses just to keep this ideal of female youth and beauty, I guess, alive. And that really rubs me the wrong way. I don't think that that's fair or right, honestly. Because the original actresses did a fine job, and, you know, aging is a normal, natural process, and I just feel like this double standard is kind of disgusting on a certain level.
I think one of the really big problems as far as the perception of femininity in our culture is that, so, grandmothers are powerful people. They really are. They are extraordinary when it comes to, like, helping out their families and keeping cohesion between members that are sort of getting on each other's nerves, that are, you know, even threatening to break an extended family apart. Like, this grandmotherly role goes back deep into what human beings are, and it's very, very powerful for families and for individuals, and the people who are in control of the majority, and this is changing, of the messages going out to people, they don't want you to be empowered. They don't want you to have that support network, so they don't focus on, like, hey, so there's this natural progression where, like, yes, when you are young, here are the traits that are important, but there's also, when you are old, here are the traits that are important. Here is what you want out of, like, a grandmotherly figure, because that's too powerful for them to start telling you about. And it's too much of a threat to them, really.
Thank you, Olivia, for the call tonight. I've seen a couple movies in the last several years that break from what she was talking about.
Yeah.
The newer Halloween series did bring back Jamie Lee Curtis into a lead role, and she's, you know, coming up towards 70, not quite.
My grandmother always drilled into my head that what you see on TV in the films isn't real.
Sarah Connor,
Terminator,
the actress there, whose name is escaping me at the moment. Linda Hamilton, she got brought back for the more recent Terminator movie, and she's pretty. She's getting up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs?
truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
Bigless Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts, but just to come back around to Olivia's call regarding taking SSRIs for anxiety and having good response, it made me want to take a look at placebo, because I've definitely seen studies about placebo and depression.
Well, I've experienced placebo in that a friend of mine bought a keg of non-alcoholic beer.
Oh.
Had a party and invited
didn't
everybody.
Tell anyone?
Took all the labels and everything off it so nobody knew. And they're like, oh, what is it? Oh, it's, you know, some crappy beer, you know, PBR, uh-huh. Miller Lite or something, right? And people acted drunk.
Yeah. That's it. That's the placebo effect in real life. And there's so many different studies, of course, because in a lot of cases they have to use placebos when they're doing studies to show whether or not an experimental medication, for instance, is more effective than the placebo. In fact, there's looking for just placebo and anxiety, just doing a search. I didn't come up yet. I'm sure there is something out there, but I didn't find like an overall piece that kind of looks at different studies. But just in one study here from the National Library of Medicine, National Center for Biotechnology Information, the abstract of this admits that, quote, the development of new treatments for generalized anxiety disorder increasingly has been sabotaged by a high placebo response rate.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the translation of that is we can't get any of these medications to market because they don't do as well as the placebo, or they do about as well as the placebo. Mm-hmm. So all this research and development that these pharmaceutical companies put into this medication, you know, is no good because a sugar pill is just as effective as the actual pill.
Yeah, take your Soma, everybody.
Yeah, 2 points I really want to cover on this. Number one, you more or less cannot find a medication for something like this. That, okay, so the difference between nothing and a placebo is X, okay? You cannot find a medication that does X amount of difference. So now what they'll do, they'll measure, okay, this amount is the amount that placebos do, and this does more than that, and that gets you approved.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount more than that that they do is never even equal to the amount that just the placebo does.
Sure.
And number two, it's also important to know that there's something called a nocebo effect.
Mm-hmm.
That does the exact opposite. So, like, for example, there was a there was like an announcement at a stadium of like, careful if you went to this soda dispenser because it wasn't clean. And then, like, you just had this like mass vomiting that happened throughout the stadium, even by people who'd never been to that soda dispenser.
Mm.
Just there's this it's that psychological effect that moves in the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you convince someone that they are going to get sick,
they will get sick. Yeah.
I mean, your nervous system is doing an extraordinary job of confirming what you tell it.
It makes you wonder how much of COVID was a nocebo.
It does indeed, especially given the fact that, like, they scared the ever-loving bejesus out
right.
of all
and
of us.
And being in a state of fear makes you more susceptible to
diseases
sick.
And yeah. to making yourself sick.
Right. And I think there is something to the idea that a lot of illness actually comes from within, not so much that you caught something, but that you manifested it. Anyway, if you want to comment here, the number 603-283-6160. Let's go to Stephen. He's in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live, Stephen.
Doing dishes?
Hey, yeah, he's always in that kitchen. He's working.
Yeah, I'm going to walk outside So I watched Top Gun.
Okay, the new one.
And the new one. I also watched the old one just because I kind of like it.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to establish something before you talk about the movie. Top Gun School is an absolute real thing. I have a friend there right now. And what Top Gun School is, you have different communities in the Navy, one of which is air warfare, right? So that's planes, helicopters, that sort of thing.
Yep.
And if you're in the top 1% of that community, you get invited to Top Gun School. And so what does that mean? That means that top 1% of pilots, top 1% of aircraft firefighters, top 1% of air refuelers, top 1% of everything aircraft related get to go. And who is the most hurting group of people in Navy recruiting right now?
I have no clue.
It's airplanes. It's air warfare. It's sending guys in to go do air
They're
stuff,
having trouble
right?
finding those people?
Everybody wants to be a SEAL or on a sub.
Huh. Why?
So, conspiracy
Submarines are cool
time.
And SEALs are badass.
The Sean Connery was commander of a Russian submarine with a Scottish accent.
Well, here's the issue with being in air warfare in the Navy. You have a really good chance of getting put on the ground in, I don't know, Afghanistan.
Mm.
Or, I don't know, Poland.
You know, it seems to me that if you're in the air with the Navy, then on the ground is the one place you're not allowed to be.
Well, you, sir, have this thing called sense of common. Now, but anyways, conspiracy theory time. The Navy saw this coming. They saw that they were going to be hurting. They read the writing on the wall, and they went to Hollywood and said, hey, the last time you did Top Gun, everybody wanted to be in the air warfare community. Mm. Let's try to do this again.
Well, so that makes sense that it is recruitment propaganda, because you are correct. One of the things that I read, I don't know if it's this article I brought tonight, but one of the things that I did read was almost word for word what you said, where the military noticed a bump up in people wanting to become pilots after Top Gun 1.0 mm-hmm. was released. And so it makes total sense for them to say, well, we need to recruit some more flyboys. Let's make Top Gun 2.
Well, and this is really common. Yeah. I mean, they've pretty much told you that, like, when they came out with a lot of the What was it? Alias was another one of those projects that had like a lot of direct influence from the CIA. And yes, what they were trying to do is to recruit more agents. And they said, yeah, we want.
What was that Kiefer Sutherland bit, 24?
Yeah.
Right? That was also a very highly sponsored production. Yeah.
And by the way, technically not a conspiracy. Nothing's illegal about any of this. So, and I don't think that would classify as a conspiracy theory under either of those, because, like, yeah, no, they pretty much admit that stuff, yeah.
So, Stephen, I'm curious, the movie itself, who's the bad guy?
I don't want to give it away, but I will say this.
Is it China? Is it Russia?
So it's not like a really obvious, like, straightforward, like, these the baddies?
Is it the terrorists? I'm not looking
at a little bit of everybody.
Okay.
We must go to war with the whole planet and have better fighter jets.
See, you kind of missed the point here, right? It's the entire air warfare community. So my dad watched Top Gun back in the 80s and then became an air traffic controller in the Navy, right? So it's everybody. And what's happening right now that's never happened is dudes are going in. Well, it'll happen in a few weeks, but it's already been announced. Dudes will walk into Navy recruiting offices, and they will play them snippets of Top Gun and be like, hey, do you want to do this? Right? And, like, I watched the movie, and the entire time there were, you know, there was a scene where, like, the damage controlman, which is what I was, ran on scene and took care of things. And the air traffic controller did this, and this guy did that. And it's one slick recruiting ad, and they're going to turn all of that into legitimate recruiting videos that are going to get played in recruiting offices across the country.
Oh, yeah, I
and
think...
Honestly...
Go ahead.
Honestly, I think it just shows their desperation, and that makes me smile. When the government's desperate and they can't get you to sign up to be a part of their killing machine, I get happy.
Right? Yeah, I was reading a bunch of articles of how police are retiring earlier, and they're having a whole lot of trouble. Like, Baltimore's especially susceptible to this. But, like, people don't want to be police anymore.
Good.
And that makes me so happy.
Yes.
Stephen, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the insider. First person, by the way, to call who's actually seen the movie. So thanks.
Yeah, thanks. I was just going to say, somebody, I don't remember who, somebody told me that they went to one of these, you know, military recruiting things. I don't know if it was in a school or a college or something like that, and it was the Air Force they're recruiting, and they used, like, the Danger Zone, the music, right, for, yeah, you know, the film and all that kind of stuff. So absolutely, they are using this stuff for propaganda as a recruiting tool.
Totally. That's there's no doubt. The number 603-283-6160, that's why they get their hands on the script, so they can put their own messaging directly into the film.
Yep. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.